Officer Jack McLam program. This is that old cop, Jack McLam. Welcome back to the program. Good to be back with you today. We've had quite a day here. My goodness gracious. Running up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. You know, across the nation, folks, great powers, the internationalist crime cartel, is trying to gain control of the water of America. And I just heard from a brother down in New Zealand, and he told me by email that the Maori Indians are being given power over control of the seabeds outside and around New Zealand. And here in the United States and Australia, the Aboriginal people, allegedly the Aboriginal people, because, of course, the Indians here in America, we're not the original people here in America. But anyway, that said, the United Nations program is to give control of the water over to the indigenous people of the land. And the indigenous people are all excited about this, and they're trusting the white man again and believing that the white man's going to give them what they deserve to hold over the white man's head. And they're just loving this idea of getting control of the water. Well, it's sad. It's sad once again because I truly love the American Indian. I have one in the woodpile in my family way back years ago. If you look at my granddad, you could put a feather bonnet on him and you'd swear he was Chief Joseph or some other Indian chief because he looked identical to an Indian. That's my grandpappy, the Blackfoot Indian, somewhere in the woodpile in my family. Interesting, the English side of the Stratton family doesn't want to admit it. But anyway, we were running around today trying to put protest letters in to protect our water rights up here in the great Rocky Mountains. And so just barely got back in time to do the show today, but I'm happy to be here, and we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program after these important messages.
Music. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program, folks, coming to you from the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And we have a few things to talk about today, don't we? Don't know if you've heard, but there's a bubbling bag of pond scum named Senator Kennedy. It's trying to pass the hate crimes bill this week. We just found out from Reverend Ted Pike. Going to talk about that just a minute here. And we can defeat this man. We can defeat this bill. We always can and always have when we get together and actually put feet to our prayers and do something. Well, that's what we were doing today in the great metropolis of Kamiai, Idaho. 1,200 people, I think, live in Kamiai, Idaho. Great metropolis here. But anyway, we're praising the Lord for activists, people that believe in getting out and fighting for what is right. And so that's what we were doing today. We were filling out protest letters. All across this nation, your water rights are being slowly taken away from you. It's just most of the people in the nation don't know this. But we happen to know it here because we study these things and we watch these things and we get actively involved when these encroachments come into our area. And so this is what we have to do today, folks. We have to get involved once again. Senator Kennedy is trying to sneak through the hate crimes bill this week. Here's what Reverend Ted Pike says on his very important website, and I hope all of you have this website number. Name, what do we call it? The website. That's what we call it. It's www.truthtellers.org. www.truthtellers, one word, .org. And here the emergency alert is to all of us. We have to get busy tomorrow. Today's a little late, but tomorrow we've got time to do this. It says here the office of Senator Majority Leader Bill Frist says that Senator Edward Kennedy will try to pass this week an attachment to attach his hate crimes bill. That's Senate 1145 again, the same bill, S-1145, defeated by the judiciary, Senate Judiciary Committee last week, last Thursday, matter of fact. He's going to try to get it reattached to into the Sex Offenders Registration Act. Okay, that was the Child Protective Act or Child Safety Act, I guess, but then now they've changed the name of it to the Sex Offenders Registration Act, Senate Bill 1086. Write down these numbers, folks. You need them because we got to get busy tomorrow again and make some calls. That's the evil, evil hate crimes bill is Senate Bill, which is S for, like, Sierra, 1145. And he's going to try to stick it in the Sex Offenders Registration Act, Senate Bill S-1086. It's vital to call all members of the Senate, both Republicans and Democrats, with this message, very simple message. Please do not vote for Senator Kennedy's hate crime amendment. Please do not vote for Senator Kennedy's hate crimes amendment. Come to, folks, come to the www.truthtellers.org website for a complete list of the senators, both Republican and Democrat. Call 1-888-355-3588. That number again to call is 888-355-3588. And let the Capitol switchboard relay you from senator to senator. They will do that. You talk to one office of the senator, Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter, and say, please do not vote for Senator Kennedy's hate crimes amendment. And then have the the Capitol switchboard person relay you to the next senator. The hate crimes bill passed 65-33 in the Senate in June 2004, about a year and a half ago, but was later stripped in conference committee. Senator Kennedy is confident that the Senate will again pass his hate crimes bill, even though the judiciary rejected it. Well, folks, he's not going to be confident when we get literally thousands and thousands of phone calls in tomorrow and the next day, Thursday and Friday, into the senator's offices. We can do it. We do it every time we get busy. We can do anything we want. We are the sovereign people in this nation, not these turkeys, these elected things we call them here. They are not the sovereigns at all. They work for us. And they do respond to you, believe it or not, if you call in numbers, all right? Otherwise, they respond to people that give them $1,000 or more a year for their campaign. I had a good buddy of mine, a master sergeant, who used to before he passed away, God rest his soul, a great American who owned a printing shop in Phoenix, Arizona that printed our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues for literally years for us. Charlie Olson was his name. And Charlie Olson knew the trick. Every year, he would give $1,000 to the Republican and Democratic senators and congressmen in his area. And he could literally pick up the phone and call, and that senator or the congressman would pick up the phone with him and talk to him face to face. Or on the phone anyway. Or he could literally walk in their office and the door was open. He could walk right in and sit down with the senator or congressman. If you can't send $1,000 to these elected things, or you wouldn't send them $1,000 even if you had it, they respond to phone calls. They respond to emails. They respond to letters. We know that because we've been in this business for 24 years. This old cop has anyway. And I've seen us be able to stop these things over and over again. So please, folks, tomorrow and Friday, call both days, okay, and tell the senators, both Republicans and Democrats, please do not vote for Senator Kennedy's hate crimes amendment. Be sure of one thing. Senator Kennedy will continue to be as deceptive and maneuvering as he has always been. Clear back to Chappaquiddick, you know. The best way to guarantee his defeat is by saturating the Senate with your protest, and do it now. Yes, like I said last week, we defeated it in the Senate Judiciary Committee, but Kennedy is not one to quit, okay? And neither are the others that are promoting this thing that put thousands of dollars in his reelection campaign every year, like the ADL, the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center, and others who I'm sure give nice donations to Senator Kennedy for carrying their water for them, okay? And so just be sure of one thing, though, with enough phone calls, we don't have time for letters, but phone calls and emails to these guys, they will respond because they want to stay in their cushy elected position. They will respond. Okay, well, thank Reverend Ted Pike again for warning us again today. Senator Kennedy, you know, I called him a snake last week, and this week I just felt bad all week, folks. I really felt bad because I want to apologize to snakes out there. Snakes are worthwhile. Snake has some benefit to humanity. Senator Kennedy does not. So I humiliated all the snakes out there, and I want to say that I came up with this thought. It just hit my mind that pond scum, I think that is probably, and maybe even pond scum has some beneficial use. I don't know. But I'm trying to find a good word for Senator Kennedy that fits him, and maybe you can help me with a word for him, because we don't want to call him an animal, because animals are wonderful creatures. You don't want to call him a snake, because believe me, we have snakes up here in the Rocky Mountains, good snakes that eat mice, and they keep the mice out of your gardens and everything. And so snakes have a benefit to humanity. Senator Kennedy does not. So anyway, thank you, Reverend Ted Pike, for bringing that to our attention once again. And we will certainly be working on that from our office here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, to defeat this hate crimes legislation. If you're a new listener, please believe me, I don't have time to go into it completely today, but if this hate crimes bill passes, we're going to have a real strict reduction of the First Amendment, our ability to speak and to write and to use our right to speak and write constitutionally if this thing passes. It's going to restrict it tremendously. And if you're a Christian, you're going to be in deep trouble from the get-go. Because just like our 11 brothers and sisters were arrested in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, just last year, when they went out on the street, lawfully on the sidewalk, and began to pray and to speak to the homosexuals in the big parade, the sodomite parade up there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, they were arrested for hate crimes. Pennsylvania had passed a new hate crime law, and they were arrested, 11 Christians, for just praying and talking to the homosexuals. And they were put in jail, and they were looking at 40 years in prison, and I forget how many thousands of dollars of fines, but praise the Lord, another court threw it out and let them out of there. But that's what the hate crimes legislation is going to do to Christians, folks. If you dare to quote the Word of God about certain individuals and groups in the Holy Bible that people will get offended by, such as the homosexuals, when you tell the truth that God called their lifestyle an abomination, well, you're going to go to jail. And so if you're new listeners out there, believe me, we have to defeat this hate crimes legislation. The best way to do it is get active, get busy, get on the phone, and say no. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger and, much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'm so happy to be with you today. Like I say, it is so wonderful to be surrounded by people that are doing something today. I mean, I'm blessed. I truly am. I'm surrounded by people that love the Lord and love freedom, and they're willing to get out and do something for that freedom. You know, so many people complain to me that they don't have anybody around them that are willing to do anything but gripe. And gripe about losing their freedoms, but they won't do anything. And so we're blessed here in Kami, Idaho, in Kuskia, Idaho, to have wonderful, wonderful people that love the Lord and love freedom. And they are willing to do things, to get together and to do what God told us to do. And that's resist evil and stand up and speak out and work against evil until his return. So I want to say, too, that we have a lot of those people in the listening audience out there. I know because you communicate with me, you communicate with Republic Broadcasting Network, and you do things. You understand that God accomplishes his goal by using people. He does very little on his own. He uses people. Remember this, if a nation is to be brought down because a nation turns against God, as you'll see throughout the Holy Scripture, God uses another group of people, evil, evil people, his own enemies, the ones that hate him, to come in and crush that nation and to put the people in bondage. Okay, so the same thing happens with positive. If God wants to have something done positive, like is laid out in the Holy Scriptures that we're supposed to be doing, and then he uses people to do this. But if God's people will not stand up and be used by God, what can he do? He can't do the good things he wants to in a society. So when the people turn against him and his own people won't do what he tells them to do, then he gets his enemies to come in and put those people into bondage. So you have your choice, folks. You know, we can stand together, you know, and stand up for what God told us to do. And if you want to see examples of this, look at any of the disciples. Look at any of the prophets in there. What did they do? They worked against God's enemies constantly, preached against them, got up into their face, shook their fingers in the face of God's enemies, and tried to straighten them out. And God blessed them for this. And that's what we have to do today. And I'm just pleased to tell you that we have many, many listeners out there to Republic Broadcasting Network that believe just like we do, and that is to do what God tells us to do and fight his enemy. Perfect example. We needed funds. We needed donations to get a prepayment for our shortwave show here on the Officer Jack McLam program that went down last Friday. And we have to prepay for this new company at 50-50 on the shortwave dial. And the people are responding. And we've just about got the funds together now. We need some more. So those of you that haven't responded yet for a donation to go ahead and prepay this shortwave program, I pray that you will, because we're just about there. I was just told today that our people, our brothers and sisters out there are responding. So if you'd like to respond and help us get the shortwave program back up here in the next couple of days, please call 800-724-2719, the main office, okay? 800-724-2719. And once again, God's people are coming together to do something that they know in their heart should be done, and that is to reach people across this nation and around the world on shortwave radio. And so you know that this is very much, very close, and a part of the Great Commission that God gave us out there, that we're supposed to spread the word of God and the truth out across the nation and around the world. I went down to make copies of our protest letters we're filing in the water rights case here in our area. We're challenging the United Nations program to give the Indians our water rights here in the area, and like they are around the nation and around the world. And I went in to get copies made at the coffee shop, and a lady in there told us that she was wondering about my radio program here in the local area because she was using a little shortwave radio, and she couldn't pick it up right now. Well, I told her the problem in the local area here was that Joe McNeil's radio program had to be taken down, or his radio network had to be taken down briefly, and it's going back up. And so, but she was telling me all about her little shortwave radio. So, folks, shortwave radio can be used by anybody, anywhere in the world. And sometimes I understand there's problems with sunspots and things like that. But we need to use mass communication to spread God's word and the truth out around this nation and around the world. So bless all of you out there for sending a donation into Republic Broadcasting Network to keep the Officer Jack McLam program going out on short wave. God blesses those that are involved in spreading truth, as he said throughout the Bible, that his people go into captivity because they have no knowledge. And Republic Broadcasting Network believe in spending their money and time and effort in spreading knowledge among God's people. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the train manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McGlam, and I want to take just a moment to thank Bob and Judy for writing in to the email here at our two police and military associations and asking about my bride, Angela, and her cancer that she's going through right now. My bride, Angela, is a 22-year military veteran, now retired out of the military. She got involved in the Gulf War, first Gulf War, and got poisoned over there by the military, our government, with the anthrax vaccines and experimental drugs and the depleted uranium. And now she's got two forms of cancer. So most of you already know that, but Bob and Judy wrote in and said they would like to know our address so they can send a card. And we just thank you so much for that, Bob and Judy. And they asked us to give it out over the air again. And so let me do that for those of you that were so gracious last time when we had to go down to Indiana, to the Indianapolis, Indiana VA, and have the surgery for her cancer some months ago. Now we have to go back. Friday, we have to leave to go back and go through more treatment there in Indiana. So I'll be on the road, my bride will be on the road, and we'll be taking it slow because she's not feeling all that well. But we'll be trying to do the radio show as many days as we can while we're on the drive, okay? So I hope to be with you as much as possible on that trip as I was coming back and going down there last time. But let me give out that address now for those of you that have been so kind to us to send us a few dollars to help us pay our way. That's been a big problem because of Angela up until her Gulf War sickness became so bad that she had to go down to 3 days a week at work, and then she was hit with the cancer and had to leave work here about 6 months ago. Its finances have been difficult, and so praise the Lord for those of you that have sent us donations. And you know that we put out a call a couple weeks ago that we're not asking for donations to make this trip. We're asking for anybody that would make us a small loan, because we don't like to take money from people unless we can pay it back. So anybody that can give us a small loan, we guarantee you when we get back and get on our feet, we'll be paying you back that small loan so we can make this trip. But here's that address for those that want to send cards and letters. They are tremendous blessings to my wife, Angela. McLam is our last name, M-C, little C, capital M, little C, capital L-A-M-B, just like Lamb, okay? Angela McLam. And our address, we've just gotten a post office box, evidently, down there in Wadesville, Indiana. It's right outside the little place, Poseyville, Indiana, where we were living with her mom and dad. Now we have our own little post office box down there for a couple months while we're down there. She's taking treatment. And it's post office box 84. Post office box 84, Wadesville. One word, Wadesville, Indiana, 47638. That is Angela McLam, M-C, capital L-A-M-B. And it's post office box 84, Wadesville, Wadesville, Indiana, 47638. And don't forget, folks, the most important thing of all is your prayers. And we just love you for that. We just love you for being in prayer for my bride and for our trip that we're going to take here Friday. And that's the most important thing of all. And we just appreciate your prayers more than we can tell you. All right, I want to take a minute here to tell you, folks, that, by the way, if you would want to call Angela and me and talk about loaning us a small loan so we can get through this trip with the prices being up as high as they are, we would certainly appreciate that. Well, call us at this number, 208, area code 935-7852. That's 208-935-7852. 7852. We'd certainly love to hear from you if you're in that position. If you're not, we certainly understand what it is like to be in a position where you don't have the funds to even pay the things you need to pay every month. So, but just remember that we would covet your prayers for the healing of my wife and for our upcoming trip. You know, it's something that we're doing right here now at our two police and military associations, folks, that is so important to all of you out there, is we're in the process of this week finishing up our sheriff's publication. Our sheriff publication is a special aid and abet police military newsletter on constitutional issues directed completely at the sheriff in your community. On the front page, it shows a sheriff being his hand being shaken by a private citizen. And the name of the Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues is The Sheriff, Protector of Our Liberty. It is so important that we realize that the sheriff is being removed as a protector of our liberties in counties across the United States. The reason the sheriff is being removed as an elected officer and a protector of the people is because he is or she is a protector of the people. And the international crime families that control our government want to eliminate the elected sheriff, the people's elected protector, a servant of the people, because they don't want a person in there that's going to serve and protect the people from criminals in the government, to be quite honest with you. You know, we have a sheriff and police officers and marshals and deputies out there that protect us from the criminals in the street, no problem. But the duty of the sheriff is to also protect you from an aggressive, overbearing, sometimes officers coming into the county that do things unconstitutional. And the sheriff is supposed to protect us from those government individuals, all right? So Officer Rick Dalton, my dear brother from the Mesa Police Department, wrote us an article for the beginning of this sheriff's newsletter to educate the local sheriff in how he's being removed by the government coming in and convincing the people that they can save money in the county by appointing the sheriff and setting up a metro-style government where we bring the town governments together with the county government and maybe city governments together with the town and county government and save tax dollars. Well, a lot of the people are falling for that, folks. It ends up not really saving you any money, but you lose your ability to have a person elected that will protect you and your liberties and your property. And that is the county sheriff, so don't fall for that. But Officer Rick Dalton wrote us this little article here for the beginning, and Officer Rick Dalton is a constitutional scholar. He wouldn't call himself that, but I've known him for over 25 years, and he is a constitutional scholar. He was a super police officer for the police department in Mesa, Arizona, right outside Phoenix, Arizona. He served as our editor for Anabet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues for over 10 years. And here's what he has to say about the local sheriff. Since the beginning of the organized societies, humans have recognized that each of us has a right to liberty in the fullest sense of the word. Life, liberty, and property are gifts from God. And the defense of these rights is mandated to him, God, who gave them to us. Frederick Bastiat's great work, The Law, says that the law, the government, was created to protect them. That means our life, liberty, and property. Here's what Bastiat's own explanation is in his great work, The Law. What then is law? It is a collective organization of the people's right to legitimate self-defense. If each man has the right to defend, even by force, his own person, his liberties, and his property, several men have the right to get together, come to an understanding, and organize a collective force to provide regularly for their defense. Now, this is the sheriff's department, folks, is what they're talking about here. Under Anglo-Saxon law, the sheriff was a neutral power who was authorized to stop the seizure or confiscation of private property until the owner had the benefit of notice and an opportunity to have a hearing to defend himself. This was called early due process. This is what it was called. Folks, this means that the federal government comes into the county quite often and arrests you without due processes, unconstitutionally, takes your property without due process many times, and you have to go to court to try to get it back. Well, the sheriff is there to stop that because that is not constitutional, it is not moral, and it's certainly unlawful, but it happens all the time. So under the law, this was called due process, which was later installed in our U.S. Constitution, the Due Process Clause. The idea of the sheriff as protector began in the English colony. Originally in England, the high sheriff was an officer representing the crown. Remember, the government, the high sheriff worked for the king, and he was usually a mean and ornery guy. But in America, later families grouped together in hundreds, which were later called shires, okay? That's still in England, okay? That's still in England where they called counties areas within the the areas within the land shires instead of counties. The keeper of the shire was the shireve, which became sheriff. The history of the American sheriff began with the first sheriff, William Stone, in 1634 in Virginia. In 1651, the people desired a sheriff who would be responsible to them, not to their ruler, and thus William Stone became the first elected sheriff. The most important governmental unit became the county, and the sheriff was the chief officer for the protection of liberties of the people within the county. It will be noticed that the term law enforcement was never used. This was because the sheriff considered himself a protector, not a punisher, a shield rather than a sword. Certainly, lawbreakers feared him, but only in his role, which protected the rights of the people and of those who were victimized. Let me stop here just a minute and add this, folks. Please understand, most of our listeners already know this, that God created man and gave man the right to create government, okay? Man had limited power from God. God didn't give us all power. God is all-powerful, and he gave man a certain amount of power and rights, inalienable rights from God, like the Second Amendment, the self-protection, for example. And so we established government to protect our property, to protect our rights, and to protect our bodies, our persons, okay? And so the sheriff was given, as we decided, we got together as the people in the community, in the county, and we decided, listen, I'm a farmer. I don't have time to go out here and wear a gun and to fight the bad guys that come to town. You're the baker and the butcher, and you don't have time to wear a gun and walk down the street and make sure the drunks are put away during the night so they can dry out, and in the morning they won't be shooting the town up, and all the things the sheriff did and the town marshal did. So we decided to hire somebody, and this person was usually voted for. Somebody would run for office and run for sheriff, and we would vote for them or not vote for them, but we would end up with a person that we would delegate our constitutionally God-given right to self-protection to the sheriff. Now, understand this, folks. The sheriff would not have the right to carry a gun today. That's right, a sidearm today, a rifle, a shotgun. If, as the people's protector and the people's servant, if the people hadn't delegated the sheriff the right to carry arms, he couldn't do it because he's a servant of the people, a protector of the people. But we did delegate our right to self-protection, God-given right to self-protection, to the sheriff, and the sheriff is allowed to carry a gun today to protect us and, of course, himself. Well, this is really strange today, isn't it, folks, that the government, the sheriff, the deputy, the government itself that is a servant of the people now says and passes many laws that say you and I can't have a gun or we can't carry a gun. Well, logically and lawfully, if they were to take our right to keep and bear arms away from us, well, they couldn't do that lawfully and legally, okay, because it would be unconstitutional. But if they did accomplish that, then they would have no right to carry a weapon themselves because they were given that right from the people. They were delegated that power to carry a sidearm by the people themselves. The people are the sovereign. So keep that in mind when you see new gun control laws coming out from the people's servants, the government. They have no right to do that, because they are the servants and we are the sovereign. But anyway, our federal constitution is a document intended only to limit the powers of the federal government. It is not a document to limit the powers of the people. Never was, never can be. Unless it's misinterpreted by an activist judge, which happens quite a bit today, and the judge decides on what the constitution says, and it's off base if it limits the people in any way. because our federal constitution was a document intended only to limit the powers of the federal government, protecting the state and their citizens from a dangerous central power is the reason we had the Constitution of the United States installed and passed into law. Many state constitutions contain even better protection than the one signed in Philadelphia, that hot summer night in 1787. Sheriffs were charged with protecting rights of county citizens, even against the federal government. Bear that in mind. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program after this break.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Brigham Home magnetic ribbons or our new Brigham Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or brighamhome.org.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going over the importance of this publication we're putting out, our latest special issue of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, that has to make it into the hands of your local sheriffs, folks. It has to get there because your local sheriffs are being attacked. Some of them don't even know it, and they're being limited to pushing paper, serving process, and other law enforcement people are coming in and taking over the laws of arrest and prosecution and everything. And the sheriff is being relegated to just being a processor, process server, and so forth. And also their positions are being lost through appointments instead of elections. And so we have to get this publication in the hands of all of our sheriffs around the country. As we just told you, the sheriffs were charged constitutionally with protecting the rights of the county citizens, even against the federal government. And nowadays, almost every week, they have to protect us against the encroachment of the federal government into the county. In truth, the sheriff today is still the chief executive officer in the county, though he may not even be aware of it. Now, here's the official opinion of the Attorney General of the state of Washington. He said the office of sheriff is one of the oldest offices known to the common law jurisprudence. A clear statement of the significance of the office of sheriff within the county, both historically and under present statutes, is found in Anderson's on Sheriff, Coroners and Constables, Chapter 6, page 5, and here's what it says. In the exercise of executive and administrative functions, in conserving the public peace, in vindicating the law, and in preserving the right, he, the sheriff, represents the sovereignty of the state and has no superior in the county. Incredible, right, folks? Does your sheriff know that he is the top law enforcement person in the county and has superior powers in the county to any other government representative? Well, that includes federal officers who may be present in the county, too. The sheriff has sovereignty and superiority over the federal officers who have no authority within the county. Now, we have examples of those among us who know their duties and powers. Sheriff Dave Mattis up in Wyoming, he actually proclaims that the federal officers, and he has the law to back him up, folks, he has the law to demand that any federal officers coming into his county must come into his office first, show their paperwork, tell the sheriff what they intend to do in the county, ask his permission. Here is Dave Mattis. He says, a Bighorn County, Wyoming, said this week that as a result of case 96-CV-099, U.S. Supreme Court, District of Wyoming, he now has a written policy that forbids federal officers from entering his county and exercising any authority over county residents unless he is notified first of their intention. He says here, they know they do not have jurisdiction in my county unless I grant it to them. Well, this is the kind of sheriff we want, folks, that know their powers and jurisdiction to protect the people and their property. We pray that you'll help us do this. We hope to get this publication out. Don't even have time to give our address today, but we will do that probably tomorrow so that you can order copies of our sheriff publication and get it in the hands of your elected county officials. Lord bless all of you out there. Hope you have a great evening. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.